KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, online and archived at kfai.org.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
What's up? This is Toolman.
And this is Bear Witness.
And we are the Hallucination.
And you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, Best Of.
The Hallucination.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We got a jam-packed show today, and I want to bring on our friend, State Representative Heather Keeler, right away. Thank you so much for coming on, State Representative, and really good to see you. A lot going on in your life, a lot of transition, a lot of really good things. Really appreciate you being able to stop in and give us an update of what things you're doing. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me. Today, I'm actually really enjoying a local farmers market. It's pollinator week here in Moorhead, so we have a Flutter Fest. It's all like, I think it's really fun to just re-engage with my community sort of as a community member. I think, you know, as many people know, or maybe listeners don't, this is my last term. And so when we went signee die in May, I still have my legislative term to finish out until January. But it's looking very different now. You know, I'm not campaigning, really just sort of figuring out what's next. And the truth is, I'm resting. I'm rejuvenating, I'm recovering, and I'm sort of learning the definition of what those things are. And have talked to some of my friends, other Indigenous women, and it almost feels like I'm not alone in that when we do find time to rest and take care of ourselves, we feel kind of guilty about it. Like, I should be doing more. You know, there's all this stuff that's going on, like, resting feels so selfish. So just really trying to lean into this new sort of phase in my life and taking advantage of it, and re-engaging in friendship and community. And it's been actually really wonderful, and exciting to explore kind of this new version of life.
Well, we all know you as a doer, so you'll be doing things, and you still have your business, Two Feathers, mm-hmm. And you have two great children, and well, I guess, I don't know, can we call your youngest one a child? No, he's a man now.
My oldest one, yeah.
Yes, your oldest one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he'll be 20 in July. He's, you know, doing great at college. He's a really wonderful young adult. I think it's interesting, you know, when you don't keep tabs on your kids anymore and they just kind of like come back around and say hi. It's such a wonderful thing. But yeah, he's a young adult, and my youngest has a birthday this week, so we're living in a lot of fun celebrations right now. But yeah, my business, Two Feathers Consulting, have been just out having some conversations, doing keynote motivational speaking, but again, just sort of like resting and not rushing into something, sort of believing that whatever is next for me, I want to be intentional with. Been spending some time learning about what happened with the MMIR office and the changes there that came so quickly. That's a space that really matters a lot to me and a lot of us across, you know, not only Minnesota, but the nation. And so have found some time to maybe spend some heartfelt time investing in that space as well. So yeah, I mean, doing a lot of doing, but sort of on my own terms and seeing what comes out of that. I'm hoping to join you a little bit more regularly, maybe talking about some of the things that are happening in the west side of the state in general. But yeah, see where things go.
Yeah, it's excellent. And, you know, as you know, or maybe you don't know, Heather, I know because you've been really busy. I'm also now the chief editor of The Circle. So maybe we can have some correspondence there, some articles coming from that part of the state with you, and keep our community and, you know, The Circle is an interesting magazine. The website gets 10,000 views all over the country and or all over the world, I should say. So that fits right into your MO of all the great work you've done and things that you know and can help our communities. Oops, it looks like you froze there a little bit. Yeah, well, Heather has been so gracious all these years, too, as a hardworking representative. She has, you know, spent time with us all these years, and we're going to miss her insights on that. But there's more to come with Heather, and we really appreciate her. We just took her off. She just froze up here. I know she may be able to come back on before we leave, but I just want to say it's just been an amazing ride to watch this young warrior work for her community, work with her community, and just so articulate and a smart person. We just have enjoyed her all these years that she's been on. It's just been an amazing it's just been an amazing time, and really appreciate her. Misko, I was wondering if you can jump on for a couple minutes here. Heather won't be able to finish up with us, and one of the her phone overheated, and I know that's happened to me before when I've been out there doing live things. But you know, it's just amazing to see somebody like Heather in the community. And Misko, what's your insight? You know, I know you've heard her speak, and she's been a state representative, I believe, for 6 years. So it's been amazing, amazing to look up to her. She's really got some great things, and what a great speaker and what a great person in the community.
Yeah, I think it was really amazing. I think when I was a teenager, when I'd like go to events and I'd see you there, or just be out in the community, and I'm getting a little feedback, but yeah, it was really cool to kind of go out and see how many more Native American women there are represented in like our politicians. And so I think when I was like 16 or 17, I met Ruth, and we were
You met Heather, you mean?
No, I met Ruth at, it was like a wrestling thing.
Oh my God. That's right.
Yeah. And then from there, I like caught my eye that like women can be in politics and like have our voices heard and like wearing our traditional regalia. And so that kind of got me interested in like keeping my eye out for role models such as like Heather, such as Ruth, such as Mary. And so it's really amazing that you have them on the show and that they can speak on various topics.
Absolutely. Hey, there's a Two-Spirit powwow going on tonight. I wonder if you have any information for our listeners that might be in their car and they can wheel over to the Minneapolis American Indian Center. But I know this is, I think, the sixth annual, and it's been really a big part of our community, and especially just before this weekend in Pride.
Yeah, I love it. I should have worn my shirt today, but grand entry is at 5:30 at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. That's 1530 East Franklin Avenue. It's open to everybody. So if you're just getting off of work and you're in the area or you don't have anything to do, feel free to stop by. I'm pretty sure the powwow might go until 9. It's an open event for the community. Just meet a lot of new people. It is a great start to, you know, Pride weekend, and as well as being in the Native community.
So we have, you mentioned Ruth Buffalo. She's going to be on next, but also we have a young author coming in, and I know Wendy's really interested to hear her. She's 11 years old. I saw her speak yesterday so eloquently, and I've met them at our store at Native Roots Trading Post at the fair. So it's really going to be exciting to hear her insight. She was speaking on our relatives, our sacred animals. And I'm going to have Wendy come in on too and talk to her. Hey, we're also, I want to say this too. We got like 30 seconds before a break, Nisco. We have our friend Chase Iron Eyes on locally here on AM 950 right after Native Roots Radio. And boy, oh boy, producing that show, he is just a powerhouse with information. And then again, everybody will see Nisco, me, and our guests at Pride coming up this weekend. So we got a lot going on here. And thank goodness Misko's on the spot. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio. Ho-wa.
To our elders who teach us of our creation and our past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come, we are the land.
This is dedicated to our relatives before us thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492.
To those who have kept their homelands, and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today.
To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way.
To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people.
To those who left their communities by force or by choice and for generations no longer know who they are.
To those who search and never find, to those that turn away the so-called non-accepted, to those that bring us together, and to those living outside keeping touch, the voice for many.
To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people, to those that give up and those who do not care.
To those Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Robert Pilot, and this is Native Roots Radio. Hey, we're waiting for our friend Ruth Ann Buffalo, Anna Buffalo, to come on. But wow, that was really cool what Nisco said about Ruth. I remember that was a benefit wrestling match from a local professional wrestling, and Ruth, and I think state, and she was representative there, but State Senator Mary Kunish was there too. And it was a fundraiser for a shelter, a Native shelter. So it was really interesting. I remember Mary Kunish interviewed Ruth for a episode, and yeah, I was always really taken by Ruth Anno because she had this iconic picture of her in a regalia when she was sworn in as a state representative of North Dakota. And it was it's an amazing picture. It was like, you know, the fist in the air and looking up into the gallery at her, probably her family. I'll have to ask her about that someday, but I remember that. And we've been really blessed to have her, Heather Keeler on, State Representative Mary Kunish, over the years here on Native Roots Radio. Again, just what I was saying a little earlier too, we're going to be at Pride, and our booth is 392 at Native Roots Trading Post. Also, Saturday at 1 p.m. live from the AM 950 booth, we are going to be there doing our broadcast. And we're going to have our friend Robert Lilligren on, and then Alfred Walking Bull will be on with us too. Two spirit natives that will be guests for the hour there. And so really excited about that. And I'm wondering, I don't know who's at the mothership right now, but what is the booth number for AM 950? And I'm hoping the producer from the mothership could just chime in for a second. I don't have that in front of me, but I think it's really important because there is a live broadcast going on all day Saturday and Sunday. But hey, we see our friend Ruth Anna Buffalo, and I'm going to have her jump on. Well, here she is. Hey, thanks, Ruth Anna Buffalo. Thanks for coming on Native Roots Radio. Great to see you as always.
Hi, Dosha. Hello, and Mads Gidads. Thanks for having Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center on.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the updates and the great work that your organization and all the people in the organization do and have been doing over 40 years. I had my producer on last segment, and we were talking, and she remembered meeting you for the first time at a wrestling match here in Minnesota years ago, and she was saying how impressed she was with you because you promoted who you were. You wore your regalia as a swear and being sworn in, and being a 16-year-old young person, she really admired you and still admires you for all the work you've done for the community all these years. And I know you're here representing the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, but it would be remiss for me not to bring up how you've affected people over many years in a good way, all over the country, all over Turtle Island, not just where you're from and where you live now. But I thought that was a great story that she brought up the last segment.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I just like anyone else, trying to be a good relative without sounding cheesy or corny. But yeah, I think of my upbringing, and I'm thankful for all of the support systems that my mom put in place that were essentially from our ancestors. And, you know, even just growing up in Mandaree, like kindergarten through at least seventh grade, all of my teachers were from the community, either grandmas, aunties, all but two. And then two of the other teachers were from neighboring towns. But yeah, it was, you know, I'm just thankful to have grown up out in Mandaree and been able to experience different things with family, with the cousins, and, you know, being out in the country, swimming and riding horse and things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. And, I just wanted to give you your flowers because you've been really, really important to Native Roots Radio for many, many years. And you've come on and speaking your truth and supported organizations and things all over Turtle Island. And I just want to let you know how much, you know, our listeners and here at AM 950 and civic media across the country really appreciate you, and really, really appreciate you and all the things that you do. And also, that was a good quick segue to what's happening at Minneapolis Institute. Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. I almost called you a museum there for a second. Sorry about that.
Thank you. We, next Tuesday, we have a couple events going on that are being held at the last Tuesday of every month. During the day is a sewing with Anita Lovelace. And then in the evening is Kids Night Out. So that's next Tuesday, June 30th. We have two events going on there. This week, today we just had Tuesday Resource Connect, where we provide breakfast and lunch and help get the community and the relatives connected to resources. And just continuing to build off of what our founders did 40 years ago in finding a path forward for Native women and their families. So just trying to carry the good work forward of our founders from Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. We understand fully it's a huge responsibility. And with relocation programs happening from the early 50s, 60s, and 70s throughout the United States, we know and understand that there are a lot of different tribes in the metro cities, including the Twin Cities. And so we all have a responsibility to help each other live a good, healthy life. And yeah, that's what's kind of comes to mind right now.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'm always curious, too, for maybe a little update of what's going on. I know there was a whole revamping of the shelters and apartments that you have above above the Resource Center. How is that going? It's full right now. And how many units, maybe you can remind our audience out there about that big service you have for the community?
Sure. Thank you. Yes, this huge undertaking started in 2019. There are a lot of key individuals that helped carry things forward, including like Charlie Farrell, Darren Engelby, Patina Park, and so many others that just worked diligently around the clock to make sure this huge renovation of the top two floors, tenant units at MIWRC, came into fruition. The name of the top two floors of the building are called Oshki Gakia, which means new beginnings or a new path. And so 20 of the 24 units must go through coordinated entry, Hennepin County's coordinated entry system. Lots of different agencies, community partner agencies, provide housing assessments. So if you're able to go on certain days to like NAC, Native American Community Clinic, Franklin Library, different organizations, even at MIWRC on Tuesdays, Hennepin County Streets to Housing Outreach Team is on site to help with assessments, help with follow-up on housing to see where you're at in the process. So 20 of the 24 units must be referred to us through Hennepin County's coordinated entry system. And 20 of the units are studio efficiencies, and four of the units are single one-bedroom units. A lot of our tenants are come from a wide spectrum of needs. You know, some may not have been inside a house for at least 12 years and have been on the streets. Some are, you know, trying to stay strong in their recovery journey. So it's a broad spectrum, and we're trying our best to protect them, of course, and keep the area safe and drug and alcohol free for sure.
Well, you are doing that. And again, I'm going to segue into how people, after you just heard that, how people can support you and find out more information. We have it out on the screen here, but I want to say at www.miwrc.org, please click on that and support this great organization. Ruth, what do we got happening next week here? Any updates on anything exciting?
Let's see, next week, we always have the last Friday of every month. So I believe it's going to be this Friday will be the last Friday of the month, is our Sweat Lodge ceremony in the South Courtyard. Starts at 6 o'clock. Our traditional healing practitioner, George Goglai, leads the ceremony, and Tuesday Resource Connect, Cultural Night every other Monday. And Kids Night Out next Tuesday, along with sewing with Anita Lovelace during the day on Tuesday, and a lot of other activities. But please check our website and our Facebook page, all in caps, MIWRC.
Oh, Peenigie, thank you so much, Ruth Anna, for coming on. Hey, we got a really special guest coming up, a young warrior, author, 11-year-old, Kiki Garcia. I'm really excited to have Wendy and I talk to this young warrior. We'll be right back. Excuse me, this is Native Roots Radio. Ho!
Mesdames et messieurs, please join the Alliance Française Minneapolis Saint-Paul in our celebration of Bastille Day. Bastille Day, or La Fête Nationale, is a national holiday in France. Enjoy live music, food and drinks, kids' activities, a flea market, and more. Our celebration will be on Tuesday, July 14, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. This event will take place at our building, located at 227 Colfax Avenue North in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It will be free for all. For more information or schedule, please visit afmsp.org.
The 20th Annual Bayfront Reggae and World Music Festival, Saturday, July 18th.
Duluth's Bayfront Festival Park hosts this family-friendly, all-ages event whose artists spread the message of love, hope, and equality for all people worldwide. This year's 20th anniversary lineup includes Protégé, Jesse Royal, TJ, Libyanka, Rick Jam, Sound of Fusion, and the International Reggae All-Stars. Music, food, and positive vibes. All next to the scenic bay in Duluth. More information about the 20th annual Bayfront Reggae and World Music Festival is available at bayfrontworldmusic.com.
Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post at Twin Cities Pride this weekend, June 27th and 28th. We'll be in booth 392. Come on down and say hi.
Hey, that was a great promo there. Hey, Wendy, I just got to say we have this young author, Warrior, on today. And I saw her yesterday, Kiki Garcia, and I saw her speak so eloquently. And Kiki, welcome. And I wonder if you listen to the show. I know we've met before at the fair with your father. And one of the most powerful things I heard yesterday is what you spoke about our relatives with hooves and tails and animals. I just want to welcome you on and really thank you so much for coming on. And go ahead and introduce yourself in a good way. Ho-wah.
Thank you so much. Buzu Gakanawia Ningavi Gisuku Kalandudu Kiki Garcia and Dalsa Ganashinus Winawan Maskisipi and Daddy Pentakwas Magisi and Dodo. And what I just said in Ojibwe was hello. My name is Western Skywoman. My English name is Kiki Garcia. I am a member of Bad River, and my clan is Bald Eagle. Yes. I'm so excited to be on the show today.
Beautiful.
We're excited to have you.
Yes. Do you remember what you said yesterday about the pipestone and about our sacred animals? Do you remember that? That was really hit me, and I wanted to hear Wendy to hear it and also our listening audience out here.
Yeah, I remember when I was trying to say in general terms is that we learned that a lot of animals have been missing in that place that the pipestone, the special pipestone is, and that a pipeline is going through that special place, and it will make even more animals go away. And it's important to keep that place protected. And I was saying also that in Bad River, line 5 is something that we are dealing with, and it, so I feel strongly about when like pipe companies go onto sacred land.
Yeah, and it's really important too, because you really mentioned how important our relatives are to us and how they are our relatives.
Yeah. because we have a spiritual connection towards the animals, and we have to respect them like they respect us. And yeah.
What do you think, Wendy?
I think that's wonderful. Kiki, when did you start caring so much about animals?
I always loved animals. When I grew up, I went to help animals on farms and stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
go ahead. You could tell us more about the animals. What kind of animals do you think that the pipelines are impacting?
So we saw a lot of native species that have been there for generations, but now they are missing. And when in the presentation, they did this whole video of all the animals that are missing, and there were so many, and it made me really sad.
Mm-hmm. It does makes me sad too, because when they put the pipelines in the ground, they're digging up the ground, they're cutting down the trees, they're going through the water, and they're really messing their habitat where all the animals live.
Mm-hmm. And like they explained in the presentation that I went to, they said that type of pipestone is the only where you can find it in the entire world. It's a special pipestone, and we need to protect it. And we need to protect the animals too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, wow. Go ahead, Wendy.
Yeah, we all have to stand up for things that are important to us, and you know, who the things that touch our soul. And we need to, you know, contact our government officials, our legislators. We need to make phone calls and write letters, and you know, go to protests and do anything that you can to, you know, help the animals. And when you do that, other people see you doing that, and it brings a lot of awareness. I heard that you wrote a book. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, Fishing by Torchlight. Fishing by Torchlight is about three friends who go spearfishing, and they use kindness and honesty on the way. So it's a really good book about treaty rights and about friendship, and yeah.
Wow, that's wonderful. And you were the author.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Do you have any books in the future in your head, or ideas for future books?
Yes, I have lots of drafts that I'm working on. If you want me to tell you about those, yes. I would be more than happy to.
Sure, we'd love to hear it.
Okay, so Gingebis is Gingebis. There is a book called Gingebis I wrote, and it's about this duck who goes on adventures with the summer maker, the fall maker, the spring maker, the winter maker, and each season is its own chapter and own adventure. And each chapter, I think, has its own message and deeper meaning. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. For a person your age, you're very wise.
Thank you.
I'm sure you've been told that before.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. I'm so happy that you learned all these things and that you're passionate about it.
Thank you. Yeah. I try to share as much knowledge as I can. And I like sharing my stories, not just with Ojibwe people, because mm-hmm. Ojibwe history is for everyone.
That's right. It is.
Yes.
That's right.
This is beautiful, Wendy.
Wonderful. I'm going to cry.
Wendy's really, you're making my wife cry, Keith.
Yeah, no, I really care about the animals and the pipeline. They shouldn't be, you know, building pipelines in sacred places. And yeah, we all need to stand up for what we believe in.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
So, Kiki, it says you're a knowledge keeper and a sharer and a treaty rights advocate. Wendy, we're finding that out right now. Mm-hmm. And you were an author when you were 9 years old, and you're 11 right now?
Yes, I'm 11. I'm going into sixth grade.
Mm-hmm. Right on. And you live in St. Paul with your dad?
Yep.
Where in St. Paul?
We live by the cathedral.
Okay,
close. That's nice. Yeah. So what school do you go to?
I go to Community of Saints, COS. It's really nice because my grandma lives across the street. So when I'm with her, I can just walk there.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, we really appreciate you coming on the show. I think you're the youngest guest that we've ever had.
So we only got a few more minutes. Can you just tell our audience again really how important it is, not only for sacred sites like Pipestone, which Pipestone is the only kind of rock in the whole world. So if you have a pipe or any kind of trinket from Pipestone made out of that, you are connected to everybody.
Yeah. Cool thing about Pipestone that I can share with you is me and my dad, we went to Sweden and we looked at the Ojibwe objects that they had, and we were looking at them and we saw a pipe. And the pipe was black, and it had a little bird on top of it. And that really made me think this pipe went all the way from over here to Sweden. And so what we did was we shared that with Bad River to see if they wanted to reclaim those items from Sweden.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a story. That's amazing.
That could be another book. That is amazing.
The Traveling Pipestone.
Yeah.
Exactly. There you go. So I just want to say this too before we let you go is that your book that you wrote when you were 9 years old, Fishing by Torchlight, Black Bears and Blueberries Press, and people can purchase that. So I think are they at bookstores or do they need to go through this place?
So the contract with Black Bears and Blueberries has ended, unfortunately. It was only 1 year, but we're trying to maybe find a publisher that would like to republish it. And, yeah, so we are hoping that we can republish this with new illustrations and so we can like give it a new life. So right now you cannot buy it anywhere because it's out of print, but we're hoping we can republish it soon.
It's a collector's item. That's amazing. Well, Kiki, I want to just say a big peeny geeky thank you so much for coming on and really making our day and making our listeners' day, too. I really appreciate you coming on.
Of course. Chimi Gletch.
Let's do it again. All right.
Okay. That All sounds right. like a plan to me.
Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Oh.
Yeah. It's Dr. Evan Adams, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. Hey, Victor, you better be listening.
In this portion of the show, we'd like to bring awareness to our wolf and bear populations throughout Turtle Island. Say no to the hunts.
Oh! Oh.
Did you howl, Nikki?
That's okay.
She just left.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Darn.
She was awesome. Yeah. I'm so glad you had her on, Robert. That's awesome.
Yeah. And thank you to her father for allowing this.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And and she was amazing. And I heard her speak last night, and I just wanted our audience and you to hear her too. And she did not let me down at all. It was perfect. So, hey, I want to reintroduce my awesome, beautiful wife. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many years and co-founder of Native Roots Radio, and will be at the Pride. So you'll be able to see her at the 1 o'clock show and also at the booth.
Mm-hmm. We will be in booth 392 at Twin Cities Pride this weekend, June 27th and 28th, Saturday and Sunday. And we're gearing up for that. And yeah, we're going to have fun. My art will also be there. Pilot's Palette. So I'm sharing the booth with Native Roots Trading Post. And yeah, we'll have a lot of fun. I'm excited about it.
I've seen your hat. I don't know if you want to talk about that, but I just seen your hat that you designed. It's from a painting.
Yeah. So I had this idea. Robert and I went to Grand Ole Day in St. Paul, and we were walking around and we saw some art, and this artist was just painting pictures of birds' nests and eggs in them, and that was it. And I thought they were beautiful. So as many of my ideas come to me, I dream about them, which is kind of weird, but I do have dreams about them. So I just like had a dream about not necessarily a hummingbird, but a bird that was flying towards its nest, and it had threads of rainbow color threads, and it was building its nest with these rainbow color threads. So, I mean, as soon as I got up in the morning, it's just like, I just go in my room and start painting, right? So I painted, I decided to paint a hummingbird. I didn't know what bird it was in my dream, but I wanted to make it a recognizable bird, and a hummingbird to me is very recognizable. So I painted the hummingbird, and it has threads of rainbow colors through carrying it in its little beak, and it's flying down towards its nest, and in the nest has the intertwining rainbow colored threads. So what I did was I went to a printing place. It's called Rebel Ink. We use them. They're in the West 7th area. They're awesome. They do all our t-shirts and printing needs. They do a great job. Rebel Ink, give them a shout out. I worked with John, who does a lot of their graphic designs, and he helped me come up with my art, my hummingbird, and it'll be put on a hat. And my hummingbird will be put on some jean jackets as well. So it's kind of exciting to see your artwork on pieces of, you know, stuff that you're going to wear. So,
yeah, it's amazing.
I'm really excited about it. Yeah.
Got to see the hummingbird, especially today, before they put it on the hats, and just the way the stitching is.
Yeah, they really did a great job.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they really do. They're very professional. They do a great job. So I'm excited about it. You know, it's always exciting to see your art. The other thing that is hard is that, you know, Robert was asking me, are you going to be bringing any of your other artwork? And a lot of my pieces I have in the house, they're original pieces. So, you know, I paint a lot of animals, of course. Why not? Of course I paint animals, right? So I do cow, a sheep, a pig, and a chicken, which is like a series. And I've had prints made of them, and I sell those. But the original ones are smaller, and they're like a perfect size to bring to Pride. But they're the originals, and I feel so, like, I feel emotionally attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't sell the originals. It's like the craziest thing. It's like, I don't know. Well, but anyway.
I don't think it's crazy.
Yeah. I'm friends with a few artists on Facebook, and they say the same thing, like a couple of their pieces, like they, even though they have more art in their house that they know what to do with, there's like pieces that they've painted and they can't sell. So the hummingbird with the nest, I have two pieces, one with a rainbow. It's kind of like pastel colors. It's kind of pretty. It's not as nice as the other one, I don't think, but we'll see if it resonates with anybody. And I just painted those two. So I'm going to bring those two and I'll figure out what other pieces I want to bring and sell at Pride. So, yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah. And, yeah. And I'm excited, too, to see see all that hard work really come to fruition, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of, you know, you'll have cards there.
Yeah,
greeting cards.
Things. We have a lot of jewelry that Robert makes on a laser printer.
It's a laser, what is it? Not a laser printer, but it's a laser
cutter.
Yeah.
Laser cutter. So, you know, Robert will come up with his, you know, whatever designs, and then, you know, we put the earrings together. So we have like original jewelry, original artwork, and a lot of our own designs on, you know, t-shirts and things. So
yeah,
it's
and
exciting.
Hats.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Hats, jewelry. We have one woman, her name's Renee.
Yes.
She's a beautiful beader. So she beads beautiful
earrings.
So we purchased some of her earrings and we're going to be selling them there. And yeah, it's exciting to have all that.
And then our famous calendars are there. And then we have wild rice and a lot of stuff. But I really want to focus on your art, too, because it's so beautiful. Are we going to have any light on it? I was just thinking about that.
That's a good question. You know, we do have the battery-operated lights, and we could bring all those lights with us and put those around. Of course, it always looks good with lights, right?
Yeah,
so it'll be fun. I'm excited. It's a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of work. Moving in, organizing everything, packing up everything, bringing it all, unpacking it all. Hopefully we'll have good weather. I did look. There's a little bit of rain overnight, you know, but then we don't really know what the tent's going to be like in the morning because we'll probably be on grass, so...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be muddy. Yeah, we're just winging it.
Yeah.
This is our first year of Pride, and we're really excited to be there and to support the LGBTQ
community.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it, but there's a lot of surprise designs
that
you worked on and I worked on and
the
daughters worked on.
So representing Pride, yes.
Yes, yes, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Say, do you mind if I switch schedule or switch subjects? Last night was really fun.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Twins game.
Yeah, so we went to the Minnesota Twins baseball game, and it was Native American Heritage Night.
Yes.
At the game, and I love that they do that and recognize Native American Heritage Night. Yeah, so it was really great.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun.
Yeah. So you also, now I'm all over the place here, but I just want to mention too, you also have an Instagram. Do you want to?
I have an Instagram also. It's called Pilot's Palette. And I have a Facebook page and I post all of my art on there. And I have an email also, pilotspalette@gmail.com if you want to get in touch with me.
Well, you were talking about too that you don't want to bring your originals and during your quest to help save the beagles, you painted some beautiful beagles, and seriously,
you won't
be selling.
I know, like that's another thing. Like I'm so attached to them, I can't. I have to like detach myself from my original paintings and just be like, hey. But I mean, you know, hours go into it, and. I believe
too, just like beaters, there's a prayer in every stroke for these sacred animals.
Yeah.
I really believe that you do that. And there's so much thought in the eyes and things like that. So it's very spiritual in a lot of ways.
When I do pet portraits, I do a lot of pet portraits for people. I always ask them to tell me about your pet. Tell me their quirkiness. Tell me what they like and they dislike. Tell me what they do that's funny. And so, like, I could think about the animal while I'm painting them. It really helps me, get get their soul, yes, and the eyes right. And so I just, you know, I'm just not painting, oh, this is just a beagle. No, this is Einstein. And he was at the Ringling Farms and he was rescued. And now he likes to, you know, play in the grass and he has a red ball that he plays with. So it's just like, you know, it's, you really think about it a lot. At least I do anyway.
Up next, hey, Chase Iron Eyes. We'll see everyone tomorrow. Hoo-wah. This has been Native Roots Radio.
Programming on KFAI is supported by the Jamaica, Minnesota organization, inviting you to the 26th annual Reggae Boat Ride on Saturday, June 27th. Enjoy an evening of music, community, and celebration. Learn more at jamaicamn.org. Programming is supported by Neighborhood Development Center. Interested in starting a business or exploring entrepreneurship? Neighborhood Development Center is offering the Planet Fall Cohort, a training program designed to support individuals in starting a business. Their program covers key topics such as budgeting, marketing, and business operations with guidance from experienced instructors. Participants will also have the chance to engage with peers, exchange ideas, and learn from guest speakers with experience in various industries. Enrollment is open and closes July 10th. Find out more at ndc-mn.org.
In this portion of the show, we'd like to bring awareness to our wolf and bear populations throughout Turtle Island. Say no to the hunts.
Oh! Oh. Oh, oh,
oh.
Bear. Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Native Roots Radio, and we are here with our friend Arvina Martin, our political consultant right out of Madison, Wisconsin, and we always are happy to converse on what's going on politically and culturally and all over Turtle Island, and especially in Wisconsin, where we have a big audience on civic media. So we appreciate Arvina. Arvina, before we get any further here, you know, talk a little bit how people can get a hold of you, because I know people ask, and you have, you know, I've seen you in action giving you 101 Native American stuff, but also helping with people with their campaigns. So let's let people know out there what you do and how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, I do lots of trainings. I have, as Robert mentioned, a Tribes 101 presentation that teaches about the concept of tribal sovereignty, the importance and how to work with tribal governments, as well as how to organize in a grassroots way in Native communities, whether they're on the reservation or urban or, you know, university-based or things like that. You know, I have that training. I also can help teach or lead trainings on any aspect of running for office, whether you need help learning how to fundraise, how to put together a door knock plan, you know, your social media, things like that, finding your win number and knowing how many voters you need to talk to in order to make sure that you are getting the votes that you want and need to win an election. So, you know, I also am available to talk about things relating to running for office as a woman or being a woman in politics or being a Native person in politics and running for office as well. You know, if you need an MC, I'm okay on the mic.
Yeah, you are.
And you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm the only Arvina Martin there. So you can find me there and shoot me a message. If there is some kind of training that you would like to run or have done, maybe I can help come up with, you know, the actual presentation. I neglected to mention that I also have a presentation talking about the importance of getting more Native people elected to school boards. boards. So if you are, you know, working in a community where, you know, you run into issues with graduation caps or being able to wear pieces of regalia or beadwork or your an eagle feather at graduation, you know, or other things, you know, those are things that school boards can help with. And making sure that we have our voices on these bodies is very important. It doesn't matter if it's a majority Native school district or a non, you know, majority Native district. You know, our voices are important and needed at every level of governance, tribal governments, state, local, federal, all of it. And we need folks like you that are listening right now to consider, you know, what they're going to do. And maybe if you're not happy with candidates, maybe you run yourself next time. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm happy to help with that process.
That's awesome. There's so much to talk about, but I just want to get your opinion on this. I believe the other countries that are here for the World Cup really do kind of understand that Americans are different than the politicians. It seems like they do understand that, and that's good.
Absolutely. I have not yet watched a single second of World Cup soccer yet, but I have watched probably hours of fans from other countries coming to the United States and being in awe of things that we have here, things that happen here. You know, a group, you know, the Scottish team and all of Tartan Army in Boston. You know, I'm really jealous that we don't have a team training here in Wisconsin or in Chicago, because I'm also thinking of Lawrence, Kansas's support for Team Algeria. And you know, these folks that are coming here, these World Cup fans, are seeing how we are as Americans. And it's a complete 180 from how the Orange One acts. You know, from fans that are in a grocery store and looking for what American snacks they should bring home. You know, someone is always ready to jump in and tell them, you know, helping them get rides or, you know, access to wherever they need to go. And it's really warmed my heart. You know, it's really been lovely to see. And I also want to say, watching all of the teams coming in their arrival outfits, I mean, the teams from Africa have been incredible. I know the Democratic Republic of Congo has what looks like, you know, they're all wearing something that looks kind of like an animal skin, I think like a leopard or something, across their shoulders, and carrying these bags that are the same pattern, like kind of fur. And they look like shields, and they're amazing. It makes me really happy, you know, this, and it does make me feel better about my fellow citizens, mm-hmm. you know, and we all need that right now.
Absolutely. Excellent. Especially, you know me as a big baseball fan, and I'm really disgusted what happened with the San Francisco Giants players. And that's something maybe next week we can touch base on, because it's still a hot topic with these ball players revolting against the Pride Day and writing things on their cap. It's just really disappointing, because I really like baseball, but it seems like, you know, it's a different class of people now playing Major League Baseball. It isn't people coming out of, this inner city with all the inner city other people. And, you know, it's really disappointing to me. I just got to say that.
I agree. And in San Francisco, of all places.
Yes.
You know, how wild is that? I do believe I saw something that kind of ranked the political affiliations of professional sports leagues. And it would surprise nobody to find out that the WNBA is the most blue league. And I believe that the major... Woohoo! Yeah. And I believe that the only league more conservative than Major League Baseball is the NHL. So, yes. You know, it tends, and, you know, and these are player, you know, players that are interacting with their teammates that are from different countries, you know, right. And are maybe don't, or speak different languages. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's, they're completely forgetting that, you know, about the humanity of their teammates and their people like their teammates. And that is really sad. And, you know,
well, read the state or the city that you represent, and, you know, let's use some common sense. And I know just recently today, and we're ending the show here in less than 30 seconds, that their president, Parker Posey, who used to play as catcher for the Giants,
Parker Posey?
Oh, no. What is, yeah, it's something like that. I'll send it to you, but.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial, community-powered radio.
Oh, it's bursting with ultrasonic.
Gin and tonic, please.
Oh.